It's DFWPraise.com. This is G-Man, and live in the studio, I have a special guest from Texas, but she lives in New Orleans right now. Her name is Bree Daniels. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. You're an author,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
An author of The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. How long did it take you to write this? It
took about 7 or 8 months. I started in March and finished in November.
7 or 8 months. Now, what is this book about, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose?
It's really what it sounds like. It's kind of just outlining ways that girls, and it's called The Black Girl's Guide, but it applies to girls of any ethnicity, but the way that girls can align their lives with Christ and how,
yes,
in doing so, they can live a life that's more intentional instead of kind of floating,
yes,
around, which I feel like a lot of people do these days.
That's wonderful. And I'm looking at chapter 5, The Importance of Prayer. I'm all about prayer. That's so wonderful. What are you kind of talking about in this particular chapter?
I break down the Lord's Prayer
because, mm-hmm,
I talk about just the different components of prayer, but how at its core, prayer should still just be a conversation. I think that especially the younger you are, you're like, oh, well, when the minister gets up and prays, he has,
yes,
all these fancy words and he gets really loud. And so, you know, how does that apply to me? But I break down the Lord's Prayer in terms of the way that, you know, it's thanking God for who he is. It's,
mm-hmm,
acknowledging, you know, that we need his help to get through the day and asking for forgiveness of our sins, asking that he will, you know, provide our needs for the day, both spiritual and physical. And so it's just, hey, if you don't know what to talk to God about, here are some places you can start, but don't feel limited by that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I see something about emotional life,
mm-hmm,
about anger. I mean, it's a lot of good stuff in this book. I believe it's going to help a lot of young girls out there, black girls, any girl. I mean, this is so wonderful.
Thank you.
I mean, that you took time out to, God gave you this, I'm,
yes,
sure.
Yes, definitely. I was going to say, it's all his book, because I tell people, I was always like, he gave me the title for the book first before he did anything else. And so I was like, okay, sure, that sounds good. And so as I was writing it, I was like, oh, this is kind of coming together like a book. And I was like,
yes,
well, maybe he just want to see if I'll write it and then,
uh-huh,
that'll be it. And he was like, no, we're going all the way to publication. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So, and the support that I've received, because it's only been out since February 1st, and the support I received and just the amount of people who are so excited about it and people buying it for their schools and people buying it for their youth groups has just been really amazing. And all the more confirmation that it's his project and not mine.
And you're young as well. How,
yes,
old
24.
Are you? 24 years old. That is just wonderful. And you've been writing how long?
Since I was 5.
5 years,
yeah,
old.
Yeah, so 19 years. I've always been a writer. My parents are writers. They both worked in the broadcast and news industry, so I get it honestly. But it's just always been something that spoke to me, and that's,
mm-hmm,
what's so funny is that a lot of times if you look at what we end up doing, if we do align our lives with Christ, if we look at what we've done, it's like it's what we've always been doing.
Yes.
So I've always been a writer, and I don't think when I was younger, not at 5, I don't think I was like, I'm going to write a bunch of books and it's going to be great. And I had written this children's book called The Cloud Factory.
Yes.
And then nothing ever happened with it. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm, well, that was cool experience. And I was probably like 11 or 12. But seeing, I feel like God was even then giving me a glimpse of like, no, this is what you're going to do. This is the work you're going to do for me. So
this passion that you have for,
yes,
writing.
Sir.
I mean, I believe this book is going to help so many. The Black Girls, Guide to Living on Purpose. Where can they get it?
They can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or my website, blackgirlswithpurpose.org.
It's DFWPraise.com. Talking to an author. She's 24 years old, young, gifted, talented, loves God, living for God. She has a book, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose, Bree Daniels. We have people listening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in Canada, if you are in Mexico, Brazil, you can just go online.
Yeah, that's the beauty of technology.
Yes, and we have all these people from New Orleans, mm-hmm, a lot of listeners from New Orleans to Houston to Chicago, Atlanta, all over. If you're listening right now, go and get this book. I really believe it's going to bless you. Now, before you leave, Bree, I just want to do something because I do it. It's just a prayer. And,
okay,
you have this in your book, talking,
yes,
about prayer. And at 9 o'clock every night, I do prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
So just whatever God gives you right now, I just want you to just say a prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity and the doors you've opened even just this morning, Father God. I pray for all those who are listening, Father God, for those who feel like they're in a place where they don't know. They may not know you at all, or
yes,
they know you and they don't know what their path is. And I just pray that you would reveal that to them, Father God. I pray that this would just be the beginning of their search for you, Father God, and that you would just open up their eyes to the things that they haven't seen, Father God. Show them what their spiritual gifts are, Father God. Show them how they can use their personality for your glory, Father God, and show them what their passion is so that they understand how they can be working for your in your ministry, Father God. I just pray that you would give them the strength that they need, because as soon as they tap into that purpose, Father God, the enemy is going to be coming for them, Father God. But I just pray that they would be bold enough and confident enough to seek you in all those things, Father God, and that you would just continue to lead and direct their path. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you again. Bree Daniels, The Black Girl's Guide to Living on Purpose. Go and get this book. Again, you can get it on Amazon.
Yes, Barnes & Noble or blackgirlswithpurpose.org.
Yes. God bless you.
Thank you so much.